What a superlatively grand and consoling idea. By John Foster. Job chapter 16 verse 22. Only a few years will pass before I go on the journey of no return. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What a superlatively grand and consoling idea is that of death. Without this wondrous hope of death, life would darken into midnight melancholy. Oh, the expectation of living always on this sin-cursed earth would indeed be a prospect of overwhelming despair. But thanks to God for that fatal decree which dooms us to die. Thanks to that gospel which opens up the vista of a glorious and endless life. And thanks, above all, to that Savior friend who has promised to conduct all the godly through the sacred trance of death into scenes of paradise and everlasting delight. William Mason. Christian, death cannot hurt you. Death is your best friend, who is commissioned by Christ to summon you from this poor world of vanity and woe to the blissful regions of glory and immortality, to meet your precious Lord Jesus, and to be forever with him. Philippians chapter 1 verse 23. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm chapter 16 verse 11.